So we're talking about taqwa, and I know it means piety, but there might be a more precise definition for it. So there might be a more precise definition for taqwa, and that is being Allah conscious. So what does that mean? Well, that means to be aware that you are in the presence of Allah. And of course, this results in piety and the fear and the awe of the Almighty Allah and a whole bunch of other cool stuff. Well, all that stuff sounds real awesome when we're talking about it, but hey, dear brothers and sisters, come on, let's keep it real. How do we make taqwa practical? Well, the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam, says, taqwa is that Allah does not miss you in the place where He has commanded you to be, and that Allah does not see you or find you where Allah has forbidden you from. So if you're praying and that's where you're supposed to be, then that is taqwa. And if you are fasting and that is where you're supposed to be, then that is taqwa. And if you aren't in that dodgy and shady place where you're not supposed to be, and you're not there, then that too is taqwa. This was a 1 Minute Wisdom with you wherever you are.